In the northern city of Mosul today, U.S. and Iraqi troops launched a fresh assault. The U.S. military says its forces recaptured several police stations that had been taken by insurgents last week.
That uprising in Mosul appeared to be sparked by the U.S. onslaught in the central city of Fallujah. Fallujah is now largely quiet, although there are periodic firefights between American troops and insurgents. The Iraqi government says around 1,600 insurgents were killed in Fallujah and another 1,200 captured.
NPR's Anne Garrels is embedded with a Marine Corps unit in Fallujah, and she joins us. Anne, the Iraqi government has now declared Fallujah to be liberated. I wonder what your sense is from the folks you talk with on the ground there about how true a statement that is.
Marine commanders are actually a little concerned that the Iraqi government has declared victory so quickly because it's raising questions about why the city remains blockaded, and it's fueling unsubstantiated rumors that large numbers of civilians, you know, may have been killed. You know, it may be nothing like the first few days when the city was continually, you know, reverberating with the sound of bombing, artillery, and gunfire, but this city is far from safe or quiet. Pockets of insurgents remain all over here. Marines are still conducting house-to-house searches where they're finding huge weapons caches and coming under fire. Marines say, in fact, say this phase is much creepier and much more dangerous than the major assault. For instance, one squad I just spoke to, knowing a family was in a certain house, didn't use grenades to blow open the doors to avoid injuring the civilians inside. What they didn't know is that insurgents had forcibly occupied the house, using the family for cover. And when they entered the house, they were shot at, and one member of the squad was killed.
Mm. Can you give us a sense of what the city looks like? It's undergone a tremendous assault from the air and on the ground. How bad is the damage in Fallujah?
Well, it varies dramatically from one part of the city to the next. In the south, I understand the destruction is considerable. That's where the insurgents had tunnels, bunkers, safe houses, and that area was repeatedly bombed. Here in the northern part of the city, there are certainly many destroyed houses, but most of the damage consists really of blown-out front gates, broken windows, pockmarked walls. And the military is going to pay out claims for property damage. In their rush to reassure people of this, a team from the Judge Advocate General's office ran out and paid $7,000 in damages to five families on the outskirts of the city. They wanted to show that the program really would work, but a senior official's halted the program for now until thorough security assessments can be made to determine if families and others making claims had nothing to do with the insurgents.
And you reported yesterday about a fairly chaotic attempt to make food and water available to the civilians who are left in Fallujah. What sort of effort has been undertaken today?
Well, they continued the program at two mosques, giving out food, water, and medicine. There were no attacks on people today, but the Marines were very suspicious of the men, largely men, who turned up. And today they tested the men who turned up for the presence of explosives on their hands, and 47 out of 130 proved positive. They've been detained for further questioning. The Iraqi military, curiously, who's working with the U.S., thinks these men should actually be freed as a goodwill gesture. U.S. commanders say they may have been the ones killing Marines, and at the very least must provide useful information on weapons or other insurgents before some deal is made.
Most of the civilians in Fallujah had fled before this offensive began. Is there any sign of a return of these civilians, and what sorts of consequences will there be for the city if and when large numbers of Fallujans do come back home?
Well, as you say, I mean, very few families have stayed, and nobody has yet returned. The city is still blocked by the military. You can't come in. The strictly military phase may prove actually to be the easier one, because when the civilians do come back, it's going to be easier for insurgents to hide in their midst. They're also going to have a lot of basic needs like water, sanitation, which are in terrible conditions at this point. And in theory, the plan is to have Iraqis take over responsibility for security here. But as we've seen now in so many Sunni cities, the Iraqi police and National Guard have been no match for the insurgents.
Anne, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Anne Garrels is embedded with a Marine Corps unit in Fallujah.